After states passed restrictive abortion laws, why did some doctors stay and others leave? The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last June, and maternal care doctors in states that restricted abortion are facing tough choices.
Beyond abortion restrictions, there's still a lot of work to be done here.
Dr. Alicia Fields tells the AP she knew she wanted to practice in her home state of Kentucky.
70 out of the 120 counties don't have any OBGYN provider.
Dr. Fields says she can make a difference even with the state's restrictive abortion law.
If there is enough concern that the mother's life is in danger, then you can intervene. The hard thing is waiting until that moment puts the patient at a lot of risk.
Dr. Kylie Cooper says she made the decision to leave Idaho after that state outlawed nearly all abortions.
I truly felt like going to prison was a possibility.
Dr. Cooper specializes in high-risk pregnancies.
We are no longer able to provide the standard of care, the most evidence-based medicine for certain pregnancy complications.
Doctors know there's a lot at stake for their patients, too. A 2022 report by the March of Dimes found that in states where abortion has been restricted, more than half of counties had little to no access to obstetric providers. I'm Jennifer King.